And now some news from the record business. Longtime jazz label Fantasy Records has been sold to a group of investors that include television producer Norman Lear. That's important, says musician and critic David Was, because within the Fantasy Vault are legendary recordings from the late 50s and early 60s that define a West Coast style of jazz.
The names on Fantasy's roster are those of 5 decades worth of jazz masters. Miles Davis, Sonny Rollins, Thelonious Monk, and Bill Evans, to name but a few. Fantasy also kept an eye on other small independent labels over the years and acquired one of the best, Contemporary Records, founded in Los Angeles in 1951 and associated with the sound that would come to be known as West Coast Jazz. Snobs and cynics regard the very category of West Coast jazz as a bit oxymoronic. That is, if it didn't originate in the East or Midwest, it didn't have the requisite grit and grime to qualify as real jazz. The founder of Contemporary Records, Lester Koenig, would hear of no such distinction, instead hewing to Duke Ellington's maxim that there are only 2 kinds of music, good and bad. Koenig had the taste to know the difference and attracted the best of the good to his fledgling label. Witness this funky track from the Lighthouse All-Stars, where hornman Jimmy Giuffre does some R&B-style honking that would not be out of place in a Big Apple house of ill repute. Another proof of Lester Koenig's eclectic and adventuresome taste was his discovery of alto saxophonist Ornette Coleman, who ambled into the office one day on a break from his day job as an elevator operator at Bullock's department store. Coleman would later become one of modern jazz's biggest names, though it took a maverick to record him at a time when the public didn't know what to make of his strange choice of notes and lemony pitch. Legend has it Ornette was once beaten up and had his horn thrown off a hill after playing such noises on a Texas R&B gig. Other West Coast jazz names abound on this collection. Alto saxophonist Art Pepper, pianist Hampton Hawes, and tenor man Teddy Edwards are well represented, as is the work of an East Coaster, Sonny Rollins, who was passing through Los Angeles and stopped to record one of his finest collections, Way Out West, with drummer Shelly Mann and bassist Ray Brown. His choice of material owes more to Hollywood westerns than anything else. The Contemporary Records story is not only an indispensable historical document, but a great-sounding 4-CD set. Lester Koenig favored only the best German microphones and vacuum tube audio gear. At a time when jazz record labels were better known for advancing guys enough money to cop some dope and keeping the ensuing profits forevermore, Koenig actually paid royalties to his oft-troubled artists. For such levels of taste and integrity to have succeeded in the commercial marketplace was a remarkable achievement that still sounds good today. For Day to Day, I'm David Was.